Blog Talk Radio.
And my thing just has to go off. Okay, that sounded bad. We're live. It's Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. This is going to be a kind of serious but kind of fun episode of Living Loud Nation. You know who it is, your boy Ross Smirnoff Fuzzle. And I think we got a special caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hello there.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Let me do the gimmick. I'm going to do the gimmick, everybody. Right. Okay? All right, let me get in character. Let me get in my gimmick character. All right. Wabbit! I'm going to kick your butt, your butthead, Wabbit.
I don't know what's upsetting you. I forgot. What was I supposed to say? I don't know.
Here's what you say. You say, wow, that escalated, and how rude. There.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so it's like Jody Sweetin at the. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Wow, that escalated real quickly. How rude!
Did you feel now? The way I threatened, the way I did the gimmick. Do you feel threatened by how I did that? Like in real life, you don't feel threatened, right?
Well, by these rules, no, of course not.
No.
What they gonna do?
Me doing that. I'm talking about me doing that. I didn't threaten. Did I? Like, did you feel threatened with me the way I talked to you just now?
No, hell no.
Like in real life. Right. Okay.
No.
So here's what's going on. You know, I came back to this show because, well, the version of your show with the other people sucked. There are a bunch, and we can't mention names because they're going to sue us. Like,
oh,
they
yeah,
have the money. They live with, I'm sorry. Listen. I have way more crazier crap going on in my personal life to have two marks riding my dick, okay? Oh, he's going to do a diss track. Oh, he's gonna sue us if we talk about them on the show and use their name. Well,
CJ, don't forget we had two sponsors too. Apparently, I didn't know about it. No one told me anything about it.
If I would have known we had two sponsors, we would have a longer show, and they would be on our website. I would have the website done for those two sponsors. I would have them on our website right now, GlickmanDigitalMedia.com. No. What's funny is it's two grown men who are also wrestling marks, right? They're wrestling marks.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way, one of them you didn't want to be, you dismissed from the show. And he said, and then he got all weird on you, and then he tries to add me as a friend. Dude, I don't want to be your friend. I didn't even want to be on the show with you. I think you are a weirdo. And this is me saying it. This is me calling somebody a weirdo. And then the other guy, he's asking questions about us. Like, dude, you don't want to know who I am.
Didn't you say he was stalking the other guy?
Well, he's talking to a number of people about us. And it's like,
I don't.
What? I'm sorry. Why do you need to know about me? What in what universe are you going to do business with me? He's not going to do business with me. I wouldn't do business with him. And by the way, if they're going to sue us, they can't afford lawyers. They live with their mommy and daddies or mommies. Because statistically, when guys act like this, they live with single mothers.
And what lawyer, and I've been in plenty of legal legal accounts.
Hot water.
You know
what
I mean?
Let's call it hot.
There's no attorney in the world unless the attorney knows or they they have a good idea if they're going to get money off the case. There's no attorney in the world that would do this. They wouldn't even take the case.
Well, first of all the attorney has to do, all the attorney has to do is research who I am. And it's like, you put me in a courtroom in front of a jury, they're not going to win. A jury would love me. People love me. There are plenty of people that hate me, but there are a bunch of people that love me because I am sweet and cute. Okay? And that's the honest to God truth. I am sweet and cute. And old ladies love me. My point is this. It's like, I'm over here right now. I've been dealing with some real personal stuff, real stuff going on in my personal life. And to have these two jabronis try to jump on my dick and jump on your dick when I'm over here dealing with my personal issues while trying to build a business with this show. What are they going to do? Oh, they're going to bring two sponsors? Well, bring them. Honestly, I saw what Mark the Shark looked like. Mark the Shark, is that what his name is? You know what? I said his name. Mark the Shark. Come on, motherfucker, sue me. Come on, you fucking idiot. Come on, come at me, you fucking motherfucker. Come at me. I have dealt with bigger, badder, and scarier people than you. Okay, I have real shit going on in my life, and you want to come and try to ride my fucking dick? Dude, you ain't shit, okay? I have dealt with bigger, worse people. You know what really pisses me off? And this is it.
What's
guys
up?
Like him, love, guys like him always seem to want to stalk a guy like me. I've had so many dudes stalk me. It's insane. And they've all been wrestling fans or marks. They've all been wrestling marks and ICP fans. Either they're a juggalo or they're a wrestling mark. And here's why.
You don't
call me. Here's
why
they're a wrestling mark. But let me tell you, here's why. Here's why they're using wrestling marks. Because I don't want to participate in their stupid ass conversation about a fake sport. Because I have real shit I'm dealing with in my personal life. And I don't need some fucking dick writer try to, whatever, man, come at me, sue me. Believe me, it's not the first legal shit I have to deal with, and it won't be the last. But go on.
That's funny. Like, my homeboy Frisco, like, we would, like, talk shit to each other. And then one time he called me a dick writer just for the hell of it. I'm like, you fucking, I better not say the other word. Well, I'll say.
Yeah,
it.
We're keeping this R-rated. We don't need to go offensive. If you notice, I'm not using any slurs.
Oh, okay.
Any slurs here because, first of all, I am a friend. I am a friend. That's another thing. I am a friend of the LGBTQ. Like, I am a friend of that whole community. You know me for a long time, and I have been a proponent for gay rights. I have been pro-gay marriage. I have been pro-transgender. My good friend is a trans woman who's also a beautiful woman who's got amazing, implants. My point is, here's my point. It's funny that someone wants to throw their sexuality at us, too. Didn't one of them try to use their sexuality against us or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't one of them bi?
I
guess you said something offensive about gay people or something?
Oh, I think I used the F word, the three-letter F word.
Okay, the F word. Okay, we don't promote the F word. The F word is off limits here. But I'm going to say this. He's bisexual. I don't know any self-respecting homosexual who would hit that. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, seriously. I mean, seriously, I don't know any self-respecting homosexual, and I know a number of homosexuals. I'm in the entertainment industry, and they wouldn't hit that if you freaking paid them. They'd be like, what? Oh, God, no.
Well, that's not what I was told. I heard that somebody was going to give us some booty, a man's butt.
My point is.
Sorry, I had to do it.
If this dude wants to sue, first of all, if you can afford a lawyer, you know, I know you live with mommy, right? He lives with his mommy, who's a single mother, right?
Yes, that is correct.
I wonder, you know. It's usually the guys who are raised by single mothers are dick writers, and not the good kind of dick writers. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the guys who freaking get on somebody else's coattails, and it's like, oh, don't use my name. What are you gonna do about it, huh? Like, I'm so sick of people threatening, thinking they can, you know, internet tough guys. Dude, I'm not a tough guy. I'm a violent guy. That's the honest to God truth about me. I'm not a tough guy, but I will smash someone's freaking head in if they come at me. I don't give a crap. Like, I'm at that point in my life, like I said, I'm dealing with a lot of personal issues at this moment in my life. And to have two freaking jabronis, wannabes, get angry because they're not part of the show anymore? Well, if you actually brought somebody to the show, I wouldn't have had to come back. The only reason you're on the show is because I left. That's the honest to God. It took two people to fill my spot.
And then they started making excuses like Sean, what was his name?
Sean Mooney?
I can't. We had a guy on here named Sean. I'll be honest with you.
I listened to all the shows. I listened to a number of shows when I was not on here, and they kind of all run together, and they were kind of all inferior. Because, dude, I'm an entertaining person. You're an entertaining person. We got good chemistry. We're one of those people. And, yeah, I'm cutting a promo and stuff because it's like, what's this guy? Oh, he's gonna sue us. Okay, good luck with that.
And so, hey, you see that message they left on there? They put hashtag.
Yeah. Bring Mark the Shark back? Fine. Why don't you guys do your own show? I mean, seriously. I mean, how freaking petty. I mean, all this drama
understand.
Over nothing. All you said to him was, we're going a different direction.
Yeah, and I was completely professional with him about it, and you saw the text. I mean,
I saw the text.
I don't know why he got mad.
But yeah,
put
the other guy can put us in their rap battle or a rap or freeze, whatever diss track. Because I mean, it's not like I know a number of rappers who can do a really bad diss track on him. Cause that's the thing.
I got two of my cousins that are twins, some badass rappers. Keep fucking with me.
I've done work with West Coast rap labels. So it's like, you know, and see that's the thing. That's the thing, man. I'd rather have other. You know, you have. Here's what smart people do. Here's the difference. Oh, I can go and I can beat somebody up. But why do that when I can have somebody else do it and I can sit there and enjoy a nice drink or have a snack while it's happening? I'm just saying. I mean, that's what smart people do.
Dave Chappelle said that time. He's like, Tom Jordan, bring me a sandwich. Gonna make it rain.
Exactly.
Baby. Gonna make it rain.
You know, it's working smart. Like, okay, you want these two internet tough guys with mental illness. Yeah, we all have mental illness. But, you know.
Except me. I don't know what you're talking about. Nah, I'm bullshitting. Y'all know I'm crazy as hell. What kind of name
no,
is
No,
Rob
I'm
Smirnoff
not crazy. Bubble? That's the thing. I'm not crazy. That's the thing. Because it's not great. You shouldn't be proud to be crazy. The people that are proud to be crazy are the first person to find out, oh, I shouldn't mess with that crazy person. He's much crazier than me. I'm just saying, it's like, whatever, man. It's like, I want to do a show about entertainment. And unfortunately, two people who are butthurt because we don't want to be their friends, or I don't want to, you know, like, or want them on the show, we got to address it. I want to do a show about entertainment and fun and longer shows and put, you know, right now, man, I'm in the middle of a book called Disney War. It's a great book. It's about the Eisner years. And I'm getting my head back into the game. And I'm not going to let two freaking dick writers, wannabes, oh, you're going to rap? And another guy who looks like, well, dude, he looks, how can I put this?
Are you talking about the retard? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, you cannot use that R word, man.
God damn it, fuck.
Dude, for shame. Hey, you gotta do 10 Hail Marys right now.
Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, or if I'm like Byron Saxton, he says 1,001, 2, 1,002, you know.
Well, my point
out
is,
with him.
This guy, I mean, whenever I look at this guy, because he added me as a friend, or he sent me a friend request, whenever I look at him, I'm like, he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ooh.
He looks
that hurt
like
my
Jeffrey
soul
Dahmer
right there.
If Jeffrey Dahmer couldn't get a boyfriend.
Oh, God. What the fuck?
But
no,
he's a poor
shit.
Man Jeffrey Dahmer.
Some.
Like, I know I ain't pretty, but at least here's the thing. Both men and women want to be with me. So, and I ain't even gay. And guess what? I'm like, okay, you flatter me. You really flatter me. But I got a funny story
to tell you. I'm gonna give you something that's entertaining. This is a true story. This had to happen about, oh, I'd say maybe 2.5-3 years ago. No, I'll take that back. It was about two and a half years ago. That's about right. So I stopped at this racetrack. I don't know if y'all got those out there in California.
We have racetracks out here, dude.
Yeah, okay. So I stopped the racetrack to get gas and, you know, snacks or whatever. You know, my regular deal. And they know me in that store when I lived in Arlington, Texas. You remember I was all miserable at that time. And, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So I get gas, and all of a sudden there's this chick that's in this, like a Tahoe or like a big size truck, or yeah, it was like a big Tahoe, like, you know, and this, they drove around, they come up next to me, and I'm like tripping. I'm like, oh God, what are these motherfuckers trying to do now? And then next thing I know, I see that there's some dude driving, and the chick says, hey, you come here. And I'm like trying to get gas and shit. Mind my own business. So I walk over there. I said, okay, let's see what this bitch talking about. I thought she wanted to holler at me. And next thing I know, she's like, hey, my friend that's driving the truck thinks you're cute. I said, oh, shit. And I got freaked the fuck out, man. I said, no. They started laughing as they were driving off. And I'm like, oh, my God.
when I was younger, I was looking, I was more like a twink, and now I'm a bear.
Oh, God.
You're a bear, dude. That's what you are.
Oh, no, no, man.
You're a bear. Or I think I was more of a cub, but you're a bear. You're a big, burly bear. Oh, my God, Robbie.
Hey, watch out.
I guarantee you. That's what you, that's the thing, though. It's like, hey, I don't give a crap what people do in their personal life. I don't give a crap. You know, I love everybody. I really do. But when you're gonna start shit over nothing because, well, you're losers. And obviously Mark the Shark has a thing for you because you're a big burly bear.
Oh, God. I hope not. Yeah, that's all right. You can hook up with him if you want.
Oh, God, no. I'm straight. I swear to you, fabulous missus, I'm straight.
I don't know.
Really,
you just called me a big burly bear. Said,
you are a big burly bear, though. That's what you are. I'm a medium sized burly bear. Yes. My point is that
we got
eight
minutes left of lives. Do you want to do the after party or no?
Okay, why the hell not?
Sure. So we got about a little over 7 minutes left of live feed.
This show turned out to be crazy.
Yeah, I said it was going to be a serious fun show. And just like the description said, Smirnoff and CJ once again have to address the posers. And that's exactly what they are, posers. You know, Mark the Shark and Eric Battle. These guys
Eric
here.
Battle. Eric. By the way, didn't you give Mark the Shark the name?
Yeah, I gave him the name Mark the Shark because
so
I kind of like
we're
it.
Technically, we're not saying his real name then. Because honestly, I don't know his real name. I've seen it on Facebook. I don't remember it. So technically, we own the rights to his name, Mark the Shark.
Yeah, that's true.
We could Vinnie Mac it, and we could bring in our own Mark the Shark.
Oh, I remember
like the old Razor, like the old fake Razor and Diesel.
I remember now. It was Sean Helms. Sean Helms, that's not his real name, but that's the name I came up with. You know, like Shane Helms, but I came up with Sean Helms.
We need to get the Hurricane on this show. We need to get the Hurricane on this show. By the way, he's got a really hot wife.
Hey, everybody, it's
Gregory Helms
on there.
My name is Gregory Helms, man.
My point is,
and then Eric Battle. Did you give him that name?
No, that's his real name. A thing. I wouldn't give a shit if we used his real name. What the fuck is he gonna do?
Have you seen the picture of him? I am not. I wasn't sure if he texted me a picture of himself or it was some. I wasn't sure. I got a random picture and I sent it to you. I'm like, do you know this person? Because I don't know any. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, boy. You can tell me off the line when we get off to her.
Yeah,
that's
I
fine.
Sent you a picture that I got sent. And I said, hey, do you know this person? Because I don't. I mean, you know.
What,
it was
when
a
was
random
this?
Text. A couple days ago, I think.
I have to go back, man. I've had, like,
my point is, so Eric Battle. He's going to do a, diss track. He's going to do a diss track.
Probably against me knowing him.
But here's the thing. How did his last, did you listen to his last diss track?
I had to find it. It was on YouTube. They probably taken it down by now, But if you search for my real name, Robert Uzzel, Uzzel
the thing,
on.
Here's the thing. Who cares? He's not Eminem, so who gives a crap? If it was Eminem doing a diss track about us, I'd be scared.
I'd be appreciative. I'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, it's free, advertising. I'm a little scared. I'm a little nervous, but it's Eminem, and I love Eminem, so it's like, okay. But this guy, what is this guy doing? I mean, he's not even. I mean, it'd be one thing if it gave us, like, free publicity, but nobody watches his videos. He's just some dumb jabroni. They both are. By the way, I've not said anything about them technically. It's all my opinion. So you can't sue me on character assassination. You can't sue me for libel because they're all my opinions. And these opinions do not necessarily reflect Glickman Digital Media or any of its affiliates or its investors or shareholders or Living Loud Nation or Robert Uzzel. Uzzel Nation.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh my God!
Oh,
dude.
Also,
I swear. By the way, these are last jabronis. These are unless it's really important. These are the last jabronis we're gonna ever address on our show. We got to do that. We can't give these people free publicity. We can't give them what they want. They just got what they want. They're probably masturbating right now to us.
Yeah, knowing them.
I mean, me, I prefer a Latina on a webcam, or you know, or a Latina in my bed.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've had both. just saying, those are some fiery lovers, Latinas, Latina heat. Oh, yeah. Yes, I don't understand what you're saying, sweetie, but it sounds hot.
Indeed, please.
Oh, puppy, go.
Ah, see.
Oh, puppy, cholo.
Oh, this Negro's stupid. I want to use the other N word, but I can't.
You can't,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
some words we can't. We have to. There are some taboos on here. I mean, I don't have a lot of taboos.
Yeah, you're right. Because somebody listening to this, they fuck around and get mad and be like, oh, Uzzel would use the N word. He must be racist. I have my racist when I'm half black, my damn self.
No, then that means you hate half yourself, dude.
Do what?
And I can't use it, nor would I want to use it, because it's a bad word. And the R word is bad. You can't say the R word, okay? I hope everybody just heard me reprimand him for saying the R word. We can't say that. And we can't go after people anymore. This has to be our last time. We can't go after Mark.
It is our last
time.
I don't want to address these motherfuckers any more than what we have to.
We gotta be
There's
fun,
so much other stuff we
got
to
okay?
talk about.
We
yeah.
Funny, family friendly, okay? You know, we. If there's any kids listening to this, you need new parents.
Get your parents' permission before calling. $1.49 for the first minute, 99 cents each additional minute. Like them old 900 numbers and shit.
Oh, yeah. I used to get in trouble with
those. I bet you did, man. When I was a kid, I had to ask my mom. I think I used to call them Red Hot Hotlines back in the day.
Christopher, why is this on the bill? What have you been doing? I remember my late uncle.
Hot and horny dark.
I did something really messed up. I charged my uncle's number, and
I used
a different phone, and I charged his number. He's like, I didn't make you call. Well,
I'll tell you a story. Like, I was at this dude's house and we were jamming. Like, he was a drummer, and I bullshit you
I
not.
I thought you were talking about something else. I was like, oh, Robert.
Oh, no, this was like in the early 2000s. I was in my early 20s when this happened. I'm sitting there jamming, right? And next thing I know, it was like some chick I met. It was like her uncle. And so I met up with him, went to his house. And
wow, where's this headed, man?
No, I'm getting to the point. So next thing I know, we're like jamming, and like for some reason or whatever, he was like, he just started smoking speed. I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, speed. He just started smoking speed. I'm like, oh shit. So I had to grab my shit and get up out of there. But before I left, I went on the chat line, one of the dating chat lines called like Quest or whatever. And he claims that I charged his phone up, and I didn't.
Well,
I even took that motherfucker.
On a side note, Adderall is basically speed.
Well, I don't take that anymore, so.
Oh, it's because if you take Adderall or Ritalin, you take Ritalin.
No, I need to be on one of them, to be honest with you. But I'll talk about that offline. We're in the after party right now. And on the after party, anything goes.
Oh, yeah. We're in the after party. Well.
We're running wild, brother.
Didn't they have like a by the way, that's royalty free. That's the official theme song of Living Loud Nation.
For now, until I bring in something really hot.
Yeah, until I record something new. I've got a couple of tracks I want to let you hear when we get a chance.
But okay, so now that we're in the after party, and if you somehow made it past to this after party, I just want to say thank you. Sorry for the language, and Rob wants to apologize again for saying the R word. Bad Rob, naughty Rob.
I'm not a bear. I don't give a damn what he says. I'm not a damn bear. All right, you're wrong for that, man. You're wrong for that. Fucking with me now. I ain't no damn bear. I'm a grown ass man.
Do you want some honey?
Oh God! Next thing you know, you'll be calling me Winnie the Pooh here in a minute. I don't want to hurt your feelings, man. And so. I'm gonna let you bank it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm on the gimmicks right now.
You are? Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell because you're more hyper than usual.
Oh yeah, I'm on the gimmicks. Oh yeah, with Wisconsin porno. Oh yeah. But the plans, so this, I'm sorry, you're not a bear. That was funny.
No, I'm just listening, man.
Okay, so what we're doing, what I plan on doing for the show, well, you know, now that we got the two jabronis gone. You know, I'm gonna be putting the show up on the website. I'm gonna be fixing the audio. I have my own combination for Blog Talk Radio audio. So it's gonna have improved audio, and each episode, each Living Loud Nation episode will be in volume form. So there's gonna be an hour of volume one, volume two, and so on. on GlickmanDigitalMedia.com. It'll be up there. Right now it's under construction, all that jazz. We're gonna have some interesting stuff on the website. I'm getting my head back into the game, dude. I've been out of the game for a bit. I've had some setbacks. But, you know, in this world, sometimes you've got to raise your pimp hand and pimp slap somebody so they respect you.
Well, that kind of reminds me of a song, and it goes like this. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Every time enough for counting when the dealing's done. So a little Kenny Rogers there for you.
Yeah. Mr. Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
Oh, you know that song. Okay.
Yeah, I'm white. Of course I know this song.
Hey man, that song goes hard. Hey, but he right though. He was trying.
Well,
to
what I'm saying is, you can't get whiter than Kenny Rogers, okay? And well, do you really?
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Kenny Rogers is going to be playing. Is going to be playing at a certain place. You know. Before, what's his name?
Hank Williams Jr. Hey, man, like, you ever came over to my place and I just put on some music? Okay, that sounded bad. That sounded real, real bad.
Well, are we going to Netflix and chill, too?
No, never mind, never mind. Okay, let's say if I had a party. And there was a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people because it's only 612 square feet.
You will
okay,
always
that's
remember
not...
the name of. Sorry, go on.
There's a party going on. And everybody's coming. You remember that old saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's say if I had a homeboy like you come over and come kick it with your boy. Or as we said in the hood, come fuck with your boy. Not fuck, but come fuck with your boy. That's another one saying is, hey, man, come through and let me holler at you. You know? So, anyway, I put on some music. Everybody chilling. We have some brothers in the other room playing some dominoes. I'll be playing guitar, doing my thing. They be doing their thing. So we got simultaneous things going at the same time, right? And then
yeah.
All of a sudden, I put on some Kenny, I just said his damn name, Hank Williams Sr. All my Roddy friends have settled down. And I will put on some country for y'all ass. They'll be like, this nigga here is crazy.
Let me tell you something. Next week we're going to talk about the business, about the business issues going on in WWE. Next week we're going to talk about WWE, not the wrestling, but the business.
It's
their stock is dropping like
and WrestleMania is in like 13 nights.
Stock is dropping like crazy. I need some more gimmick.
Well, on that note, we about to run out of time anyway. For CJ.
My name is CJ fucking Glickman. And if you don't like me, you can suck my fat cock. Good night.
I'm Rob Spinoff-Puzzle. This has been Living Loud Nation, and we will catch you next week on the next go-around.